Listening Library presents Mississippi Bridge by Mildred D. Taylor. Read for you by Danny Girard.
It was raining and had been all the day. Fact, it had been raining for some weeks. A steady, big drop kind of rain that had roads all slopped up outside and ceilings all swollen up and leaking inside. Our old Mississippi winter, it was almost finished, but not quite. In those there last few days before spring, folks had to go looking for things to do. Mostly the women folks. They found something. Women folks could always find work. Ma and my sister, Lily and Jean, they stayed inside and cooked and sewed and ironed and quilted and cleaned. But there was nothing much for men folks to do, but wait out the rain, wait for the dry out, and wait to plow, and wait to plant. Pa and my brothers, R.W. and Melvin and me, we had done chopped up all the wood needed chopping, mended all the fences and tools needed mending, and bought our seed, so we just waited. Pa passed a goodly amount of his time up at the Wallace store. R.W. and Melvin, who were near to man-size theyselves, spent considerable hours up there, too. Pa and R.W. and Melvin and the other men who gathered there would sit around that old pot-bellied stove. They'd play checkers some, but mostly they just talked about the hard times. They laughed and told stories and done some joking, and Ma said that all helped them to pass the time, helped to ease the worry about cotton prices. Cotton had been down lower than ever for a long spell, more than 2 years. Ever since the Depression...